Wow, it is great being a duck by Joanne Rankin. Lily was the last born and the last to hatch and the smallest and skinniest. All the other ducklings had already left the nest when, at last, Lily's egg began to crack. Lily peeped out. She saw her mother's eye. Then she saw her mother's feathers and her mother's feet. Crash! Lily fell out of her egg into the big world. Lily's mother was very proud. She wanted everyone to admire tiny Lily.
Come swim! Come swim!
Quacked Lily's older brothers and sisters.
Come along, Lily!
Coaxed Mother Duck.
You must learn to swim, or furry legs, long tail, sharp snout, pink-tongued fox will gobble you up.
Quack, quack!
But Lily did not want to take her feet off the ground. So, while her brothers and sisters were swimming and diving, Lily practiced walking. Plomp, plomp, one foot after the other, into the dark green forest she walked. Along the long and winding path she went until she met Mr. Furry Legs. "What is a nice little duck like you doing in the dark green forest?" asked Mr. Furry Legs.
"I am walking,"
replied Lily proudly. "You are very small and skinny," remarked Mr. Furrylegs. "I will show you where you can eat tender nasturtium leaves. You need fattening up." Lily ate so many nasturtium leaves, she could hardly waddle back home. A week later, she met Mr. Furrylegs' long tail. "My, you do walk well for a duck," said Mr. Furrylegs' long tail.
"Thank you," said Lily. "I shall never take my feet off the ground. It is far too dangerous."
"I love walking too," said Mr. Furrylegs' long tail. "Let's stroll together into the forest and I'll show you some tasty things for a growing duck like you to eat." Lily ate many wild berries. She ate until her beak turned purple. She ate until her feathers turned purple. "How do you feel?" asked her new friend.
"Fat,"
replied Lily. "Good," said Mr. Furrylegs' long tail. "I like fat ducks." The following week, Lily returned to the berry patch, and there she met Mr. Furrylegs' long tail, sharp snout. While she looked for any remaining berries, they talked. "Do you have a large family?" asked her companion.
"Oh yes," said Lily. "I have lots of big brothers and sisters."
"Really? Then I must show you where to find snails. I believe they are very good for making ducks fat. Big, strong, and fat." The snails were so tasty, so absolutely scrumptious. Lily stayed until she had eaten every one. "Do bring your brothers and sisters next time," called Mr. Furrylegs, long tail, sharp snout.
"Okay," said Lily.
"But they can't walk as quickly as I can."
And off she waddled, her tail dragging on the ground. The next week, Mr. Furrylegs' long tail, sharp snout, pink tongue came walking along the forest path. There, he found Lily sitting alone on the path, sobbing.
"Why are you crying all by yourself?"
he asked.
"My family has flown away to a bigger pond," she wailed.
Oh dear, I was hoping to have a party with all of you. But why don't you come along with me?
Lily stopped crying.
You are kind.
She sniffed as she got up to follow her new friend into the dark green forest. Hurry, hurry, you really must walk a little faster, said Mr. Furry Legs, long tail, sharp snout, pink tongue, licking his lips. How rude, thought Lily, resting for a while. Come on, come on, he snarled at her.
Just who does he think he is?
Quacked Lily, looking up.
She glared at his furry legs. She studied his long tail. She observed his sharp snout. She goggled as his pink tongue slipped across a row of needle-sharp teeth. Lily squeaked, "Ee!" and Lily squawked when she saw long tail, sharp snout, pink tongue, fox.
Quickly, Lily turned and ran, flap, flap, flop, flop, faster and faster along the winding path through the dark green forest back to the pond. Splash! Into the pond. Paddle, paddle, faster, faster.
Lily could hear the panting breath of Mr. Fox. She could feel his prickly whiskers on her tail. Paddle, paddle, went her feet. Flap, flap, went her wings. And suddenly, Lily was flying. Up, up, over the pond. Up, up, over the trees. Right out of the reach of Mr. Fox. Up, up, over the hills and on to the other side. Below, in a big pond, she saw her family. Down she glided and landed just like an expert.
Look, look,
quacked her brothers and sisters.
Hey, Lily, we thought you could only walk.
So did I, said Lily. But now I can do everything.
And she could.
Wow, it is great being a duck.
And that is the tale for us today. I hope you enjoyed that. Good night. Sleep well.